Hi, everybody. This beautiful woman to my left is Genevieve Dew.
And you are Clint Holmes. And we are so pleased to be hosting this week's special, Anthem Live, together.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. So let's tell our audience about the informational and entertaining segments we have on Anthem Alive this week.
Sounds good to me. We start with the headline edition of Freedom Is Not Free, featuring Art Lindberg.
Next up, we will head to the Henderson Pavilion for an interview with Julie Williams, the Symphony Orchestra Director of Operations, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Me too. Then we present some very worthwhile fire safety tips, information you need to know, so please pay attention.
Yvonne Cloutier's musical moments are always fascinating. This week we learn about the trumpet playing band leader Harry James. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're old. Wow. You know me. I love the musical facets and facts and information in this show.
And finally, we have a new Be Physically Active segment from our fitness pro, Tori Crum.
And I know you're not old, and if my wife was here, she would have punched me right in the face by saying
I'll
that.
Punch you right
now. Yeah, my time is up, that's for sure. So now that we have shared with you what is coming up in this week's show, we encourage you to stay tuned for
Anthem Alive. Welcome to Anthem Alive, your weekly video magazine. I am thrilled to be co-hosting this week's special with the extremely talented Clint Holmes. Let me tell you what I know about him.
Oh, tell me.
I'm going to tell you right now. He was born with music in his genes, which is very true. The son of a jazz musician father and a mother who has classically trained opera singer. She sounds like me, but I'm not your mom. Anyway, Clint has spent decades of performing around the globe. He was Joan Rivers' sidekick on her Late Show. He opened for Don Rickles. He was voted best singer by readers of the Review Journal. Most recently, he was nominated for 2 Grammys for his latest album, Rendezvous. He was named Las Vegas Entertainer of the Year 3 times. I know, it gets a little boring, but it's okay. Clint has appeared on stage right here at Freedom Hall, and later he'll tell you about his latest show. But for now, I am honored to say that my friend Clint Holmes is my co-host on Anthem Alive.
That was beautiful, Genevieve. Thank you very much.
Well, I know how talented you are, Clint, and I've been knowing you for quite a while.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I think since I came here.
Yes.
And we kind of came. When did you get to Vegas?
I came to Vegas 2002.
Okay, so I was about a year or so ahead of you.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a list of things that you've done, but this is one of the most beautiful, talented singers in the entire city. And I know you just got back from Australia.
I did. It was a wonderful trip. Did a little work and play. I've been to Australia 3 times.
Wow, they love you there.
Oh, I had a great time.
Yeah, great place.
Sydney on one side and Perth on the other side.
Man.
So it was great, you know, and I performed here doing my one-woman show, my Billie Holiday, that I'll perform periodically. And the people up here in Anthem, they're just so wonderful. They love a lot of the music and the arts. So it's been great.
It's great performing up here. Kelly performs up here, too. My wife Kelly performs
yes.
up here, too.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
We have sung together, but we've never co-hosted together.
Yeah.
So this is a new adventure today. Genevieve has been singing and entertaining, as I said, since she was 12, which is only 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's been here since 2002, and I am honored to be a part of her career. And I am going to talk to you a little later about our friend Lanny Counts, who will be here.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Lanny has got a show called Cook, which is the celebration of the life of the great Sam Cooke.
Oh, nice.
Which we worked on together. He's also a member of the legendary Santa Fe and Fat City Horn Band. And he performs with Lon Bronson, All-Star Band. You can catch several of his recordings online. But even better, you're going to have a chance to see him in person this month here at Freedom Hall. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we have Lanny sitting next to me. But hey, we're both excited about this,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
High five.
High five. Thanks, Clint. And now that you know about us, let's get started on today's show. First up, we have the headline edition of Freedom Is Not Free, featuring our HOA Board Vice President, Art Lindberg.
I'm Steve McCarthy. Welcome back to Freedom Is Not Free. In 1929, the Secretary of State, Henry Stimson, was famously quoted as saying, "One gentleman does not read another gentleman's mail." He then subsequently shut down all intelligence operations for the Department of State. Today, intelligence represents 17 different agencies within the federal government. My next guest, Art Lindbergh, is not only a retired naval officer, but was a warrior in the secret war that goes on day in and day out.
I mentioned Oleg Kalugin, Major General. He, with the demise of the Soviet Union and the rising of the Russian Republic, he ran for the Duma and was elected to the Duma. And then he decided that he didn't like what he was seeing going on over there, and he defected. And I've had the privilege of meeting with him several times, and what a gentleman he is. And I mean, he was involved with some real big stuff against the United States. Since he's defected, and here I can't do anything but speculate, but I think he has been a real benefit to the United States since. But he did say to me in one of my meetings with him, as the director of the first directorate, he had a gentleman working under him by the name of Vladimir Putin. And Oleg said to me, he said, Art, don't ever trust Putin.
And of course, we're talking about the president of the Russian Federation when we talk about Putin. As I mentioned in my intro, spy versus spy, the intelligence game goes on every day. Unknown and unnamed heroes such as Art play a significant role in that. I can't say, Art, how much I appreciate you coming in. What a great story. Thank you for your service. Doesn't seem to make it, but that's all I have to offer you.
Hey, it certainly does. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it.
Appreciate it.
For SCA TV, I'm Steve McCarthy.
Remember, the full version of Art's interview can be seen on our SCA TV's website. So, Genevieve, did you know that it is thanks to the United States Army that I am here today?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Me too, I think.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
How come?
Because my dad and my uncle fought in the Army.
Okay, yeah,
yes.
That's the idea.
Yes.
Yeah, my mother met my dad while he was serving our country. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. military has a special place in my heart, and I was in the Army for 3 years, and they asked me to leave.
You were probably singing too much.
That's exactly right.
We're so grateful for that. Clint, speaking of special, mm-hmm. the show today is special and unique for a few reasons. For one thing, they don't usually have sometimes they have two guys, but, you know, it's you and me because it's Valentine's
Day. Well, why would you have two guys on a Valentine's Day?
It's ridiculous,
it would be
isn't
ridiculous.
It?
Yeah. And I apologize for forgetting my red. I got up this morning rushing around. I forgot my red.
But that's okay. There's, you know, some of the set is black and red.
And you're red enough. You're beautifully red. Okay. Yes, indeed. So this is the usual formula: a man and a woman,
yes.
And Valentine's Day.
Yes, and I'm delighted that they let us have some fun here today, and visiting with each and other St. Louis.
St. Louis. Have you been to St. Louis?
My God, it's freezing back there.
Are you
right
still
now.
In Perth right now?
No,
I would
long
be in
day,
Perth, Australia. I know. Well, you know what, Genevieve? There's another reason this is a unique show.
Uh-huh.
Not only is it Valentine's Day, but the SCA TV studio was moved, which is why I was wandering around the parking lot trying to find it. Pretty much lock, stock, and barrel, and cameras, and all the behind-the-scenes equipment that is needed for these weekly productions. Hmm. The volunteer team moved it from the small studio in Independence Center to here in the Emerson Room at the Anthem Center. That allows folks to watch the production being filmed. Applaud if you're watching the production being filmed. See what I mean?
Hey.
So we are honored that we get to do it here and meet with many of the Sun City Anthem residents.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So am I.
We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to Anthem Alive. I am sitting here with my good friend and great singer, Lanny Counts. Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning.
Good to see you, man.
Great to be here.
Lanny's opening here on September. I'm just a bit ahead of myself. On February 18th here at this great theater. And tell everybody about the show that you're going to be doing.
Well, it's called The Greatest R&B Songs Ever Written. And, as you know, we tried to narrow that down to at least about 90 minutes. But as you can imagine, that would be very, very difficult. So,
well, how far back are you starting? What era? 50s, 40s, 60s, 70s?
Well, my idea was that this would be actually called Volume 1. So this actual, this group of songs would really be centered mainly around, I would say, the 60s, somewhere in there. But we do some current. We give you a little bit of every. We do some current things as well. So,
Give me the names of some artists that'll be featured.
O.C. Smith.
God didn't make little green apples.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that song.
Marvin Gaye, of course.
Of course.
A little bit of Luther Vandross.
What are you going to sing out of Luther's book?
A chair is still a chair.
Yeah, it's one of the greats.
Even when there's no one sitting there.
Who sings like that in the morning?
I don't know anybody who sings like that in the morning. I sure don't.
Yeah. Luther Vandross. And I know there's a section in the show that you're going to do that's going to be just, I don't want to call them silly songs, but fun songs.
Fun songs.
Like what? The Coasters?
The Coasters. We're going to give you some Duke of Earl.
Uh-huh.
A little something by a group called the Cadillacs.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
Yeah, like that.
We're going to have some fun.
Some choreography involved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Who's going to dance?
Me.
That's good. And I know you got a great band. Lanny, yes. So you've been in Las Vegas for a while. How many years?
Yes. Since the end of 1990, actually. I can't believe it's that long. Yeah. So
wow.
27 years. Oh, my goodness.
And did you have your own group when you came here?
No, I did not. I came right out of Phoenix and kind of started all over here.
Okay.
And got very fortunate. Yeah, I ran into
musicians. Yeah, you got fortunate, but everybody who's ever heard Lanny sing gets the realization that this is a very special talent here. I've been working with Lanny on this show and the show he did about Sam Cooke, and every time I hear him sing, he just blows me away. So you're in for a really special evening. You're also singing with another great band in this town.
Yes, Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns.
Mm-hmm. And when?
Yes. Monday nights, the Bootlegger in the Copa Room, and this starts at 7:30.
It's become a real scene.
It's just really a great atmosphere in the Copa Room and great vibe.
But you know what happens to me when I'm there? I want to hear more of you. And that's what's going to happen here at Anthem. You're going to get a lot of this great man. And he hasn't asked me yet, but I'm opening on the, go ahead, ask me.
Yes. When you have a show.
I do.
That's right.
Actually, before you open.
That's right. And you're working with another incredible talent.
I know. It's an interesting time of confluence, right? People coming together. I'm working with Earl Turner.
The great Earl Turner.
So Earl and I will be doing a show called Soundtrack, which in a different way is kind of what you're doing, which is the idea of a soundtrack of people's lives, songs that people in the audience will go, oh, I remember that. Or I remember where I was.
Right.
I remember that idiot I was dating. All those things that happen, right?
That's right.
That's part of the feeling of your show, too.
A little bit, yes. Really and truly the greatest R&B songs ever written are songs that, to this day, still stand the test of time and are every bit as relevant today as they were when they were written.
Okay. Well, I really hope you will all come because you're going to be thrilled to hear this man sing for an hour and a half.
Thank you.
And if he sounded good this morning, wait till he's warmed up. It'll be great. So, Lanny, good luck, man. Have a great
show on the
18th. And I know all of you will be there. I'll be there.
And good luck to you and Mr. Earl Turner.
Thank you.
Well, you won't need it. So.
Well, we need it. Westgate, that's the Westgate on the 14th. But that show's going to run all year.
Wow,
fabulous. So we're looking forward to that.
Fabulous.
Okay, see you soon.
After a lot of vision and planning, the Henderson Pavilion opened for the residents of Clark County and the surrounding area. Country music star Lee Greenwood was contracted to be the first performer, and the doors opened the last weekend of September 2002. We can celebrate that opening, and since that time, hundreds of performers have been on stage bringing us a variety of music and entertainment, from politics to performances, from Beethoven to Mozart, and from the ballet to bluegrass. Almost every type of theatrical production can be seen here. There have been rallies for the last presidential election, and locally, colleges graduate on stage, and businesses make use of the site to promote their organizations. At the pavilion, millions of people have been treated to hundreds of performances. To celebrate the 15th year anniversary of the pavilion, the bluegrass band Green Sky was found picking and grinning on stage. One of our local musical groups, the Henderson Symphony Orchestra, makes its home at the pavilion. Director of Operations, Julia Williams, is joining us on SEA TV. How did the concept of starting an orchestra in Henderson begin, and when was this?
Well, the Henderson Symphony is actually in our 31st season. We started in 1987 under the direction of Mr. Frank Irvin, who was with the school district in town, and he just wanted to start a symphony. So he, along with four other people, got together and started rehearsing.
Well, we're lucky to have the symphony at our location. How do members join?
We have an audition process, and so members can contact the Henderson Symphony website and get information from that. And we usually do auditions once a year. The music for each program is determined by our music director and conductor. And since our mission is basically to promote classical music appreciation and education to a varied and diverse audience, we try to have a variety of music and to present to them. And so the conductor, music director, chooses the program and the board okays it, and then off we go.
Who is our current musical conductor?
We are fortunate to have Alexandra Erieche. She is in her second season with us, and she's originally from Brazil and has conducted many places throughout the world, and did a six-year stint as an assistant conductor in Baltimore with Marin Alsop at the Baltimore Symphony. She conducts the Night of the Proms Orchestra, which is a touring group, and they start in Belgium and tour in Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, and this is for the months of November and December. And she actually conducts the orchestra. It's a big event, an arena type event, and they have a full orchestra, and then they invite pop singers and rock bands, and they combine all the groups together to have a big musical event. We start in September. Our first concert is September, and then we run through the 4th of July.
Well, thanks again for being on SEA TV today and meeting me at the pavilion.
Thank you, Bob, and I really appreciate your interest in the Henderson Symphony Orchestra, and I hope your listeners and your audience members will come out and hear us play.
This is Bob Goldberg, SEA Television, Anthem Alive.
Very interesting. The pavilion is a great place to perform. Now let's join Renee Riendo for for some home safety advice with fire safety advisor David Ricketts. Some extremely valuable tips for everyone to know and practice.
So Renee, the reason that we started here in the kitchen is because most fires in the home do start in the kitchen.
Oh.
Now, I know you don't have a fire extinguisher currently, so this is the one that you won. So this is yours today.
Oh, great.
But,
and where will I put it?
So this, I'm going to have you put this in your master bedroom, and I'll explain why later.
Okay.
All right. Now, for grease fires on the stove, a lot of people don't know what these are. These are called fire blankets. These are awesome to use on grease fires on the stove. So here, let's go over to your stove really quick, and I'll show you how to use this. So here, we have a skillet here, and if you can grab that lighter fluid for me, and just spray just a little bit in there for me, not much. There you go, that's good. And then, so with this blanket, this would be on a hook in your kitchen, and if you had a fire in the stove, all you do is pull these straps, and this blanket comes out. Now, this blanket, as you can see, I've used it quite a lot. I've had the same blanket for 3 years.
Oh.
And so when I need to, I could just throw it in the washing machine and clean it up. Mm-hmm. But all that you'll do is take these straps here, wrap them around your wrist, and you're just going to lay it over that pot. That's it. So I'm going to give this to you,
okay. And
I am going to actually start this fire here, and I'm going to have you carefully and calmly put out this fire. So you're going to completely protect your hands, face, and your body with this here. Here we go.
And this is 100%?
Yes, it's made out of fiberglass, so you're going to be completely fine. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Just go ahead and lay it right over. And then we just smother out the fire. We would turn the burner off, and that's it.
I did it.
Just that fast. Right on. Good job. Now, Renee, this video that I'm going to share with you is a federal or a government video. It's from Underwriters Laboratories, and it's a side-by-side comparison of a house over here from the Legacy Room. Imagine this is furniture from the 70s and 80s that we grew up in, and this is our houses today. Now, I want you to see how fast this does happen. Now, these fires both were started a minute and 20 seconds prior. 70s and 80s household versus today's household. Now, the time is going to skip forward to about a minute and 45 seconds to 2 minutes. There we go. Now, look how much bigger this fire is with today's household. So imagine this, this is your house right here. And over on the other side, imagine that as the house that you grew up in as a kid. We can see how smoke, you could barely even see that fire, barely see any smoke. But over here, 2 minutes and 10 seconds, you already have thick black smoke filling up the house. Now, what we have to consider is, what if that's blocking an exit? What if that's blocking someone's hallway outside of their bedroom? But over here, what do you think the chances would be of putting out that fire?
Well, they would be much greater.
Absolutely, so hopefully if we have an extinguisher, we can put that fire out. But at 3 minutes, what do you think our chances would be of putting out that fire? It's not going to happen. At this point in time, at 3 minutes, we should already be out of the house because that house is filling up with smoke, hot gas. The oxygen is being consumed by that fire. Now, for people that sleep with their bedroom door open, they may already be dead by the time this fire is raging. Most fires start in a different part of the house than the bedroom, and that fire is consuming all of the oxygen in the house. So that's why we have to be out of the house as soon as possible.
Scary. That is very
scary. Yes, it is. And it happens every day. That's the sad part.
So for us living here at Anthem and being older,
mm-hmm. The
most important things are get out of the house
yes. As
quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
And what else would you suggest that we remember?
Do not come back in this house.
Oh, wow.
Do not come back in this house. Approximately half of the people who die or get hurt in home fires are people that made it out and went back in.
Oh.
And sometimes people aren't going in looking for their people. They're not coming in looking for pets. They're coming in looking for belongings. That stuff can be replaced. Our lives, our bodies cannot be replaced. Once you go to the ER, the burn unit, your life is different. Stay out of the house, don't come back in. A neighbor, bang on someone's door across the street, have them call 911, don't come back in. It's not worth it.
Okay, now how do we contact you?
We can be contacted two different ways. We do have a website, which is www.lvfires.com, like LasVegasFires.com. And you can, there's a tab on there, it says contact us. And you can request a safety meeting. And once again, they're no charge. You get a great gift. We give you a fire extinguisher. We give you these stickers. You have nothing to lose. But also, you can contact us directly on our office phone number, which is 702-419-4813.
Okay, thank you so much. This has been so interesting.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you're a lot safer now in your home.
This next segment about music, as I said, will be wonderful. It's Yvonne Cloutier's Musical Moments, featuring the legendary Harry James. Enjoy.
An Italian folk song became Harry James's theme song after he did a memorable jazz arrangement of it. As a teenager, Harry James was discovered playing a wild and exciting horn with one cheek puffed out like a balloon, said a Downbeat magazine writer. At age 5, he learned the trumpet from Arban's trumpet book, one page at a time, preceded by playing drums at age 4. By age 8, his father taught him, and at 10, he was playing solos, performing in his father's circus band. At 12, he was leading one of the circus bands. His father was director and featured trumpeter in Mighty Hog Circus. His mother, a trapeze artist, was with the same circus. His full name was Harry Hog James, getting his middle name, of course, from this circus. Harry was born in 1916 in Albany, Georgia, in a show business hotel next to a jail. Now, they moved with the circus to Beaumont, Texas. At age 15, after winning a state high school trumpet competition, he auditioned for Lawrence Welk. Welk liked his playing, but wanted a musician who could play more instruments than drum and trumpet. Harry James was discovered by Benny Goodman's brother, Irving. James was playing with the same band, Ben Pollock's, that Benny Goodman started with. Mr. James, as a Goodman band member, played a hot, exciting trumpet on such tunes as Sing, Sing, Sing and 1 o'clock Jump. His success came when he included romantic songs depicting World War II times about separations it caused. You Made Me Love You was his first hit, a trumpet version of Judy Garland's voice singing it. His jazz fans didn't like the romantic change. In 1939, after 2 years with Goodman, Mr. James left and started his own band. Other hits were I Cried for You, I Don't Want to Walk Without You, his famous jazz pieces for trumpet were Concerto for Trumpet and Flight of the Bumblebee. (Laughs) He was the trumpet player for Kirk Douglas in the movie Young Man with a Horn.
The young man with a horn, he blows it hot, he blows it sweet, it's always got a solid beat.
While his new band was playing in New York, he heard a radio vocalist with a band in New Jersey. The singer, actually the master of ceremonies, was Frank Sinatra. James hired him, and after 8 months, Frank needing money because his wife was pregnant, and James' band, not doing well, left. Mr. James replaced him with Dick Hames. Mr. James' favorite woman singer was Helen Forrest, saying she was always a pro.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it.
In 1943, Mr. James married his second and favorite wife, Betty Grable, the movie star whose pinup pictures adorned every GI barracks. They had two daughters. James was a Romeo. A friend said to him, "Do you have to get laid every night?" In the late 40s, the big band era was fading, but James continued to keep his band together, settling in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he then played much of the time. His band was multi-race, and he wouldn't tolerate bigotry. Mr. James remained popular for 40 plus years, dying at age 67 in Las Vegas in 1983 with lymphatic cancer. He had been married three times and had five children. His last performance was in Los Angeles just before he died. This is Yvonne Cloutier reporting for SCA TV Anthem Alive.
Harry James had quite an interesting and productive musical career. Mm-hmm. Genevieve, who's your favorite musician in Las Vegas?
That's pretty tough, but I can say my very first musical director, Jerry Lopez.
There's so much talent in this town.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But to be able to get out and enjoy it, we need to be physically fit. Which brings us to our last segment on today's show, Tori Crumb's Be Physically Active.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, hey there, everybody. Can you believe it's 2018? And where did the entire month of January go? Time sure does fly when you're having fun and enjoying life. You are, right? Enjoying your life, that is? Tell me you're getting outside and enjoying the beautiful desert winter. Going for a hike or maybe taking a walk? Being physically active helps keep us happy, healthy, and full of positive energy. So my tip for you today is just that. Be physically active in some way every day. Sun City Anthem offers over 80 group exercise classes weekly. Join us for everything from yoga to Zumba. You can pick up a schedule at the check-in desk at all three buildings, or it's available online and in the Spirit magazine. On top of our classes, we have two fabulous fitness centers with hundreds of pieces of equipment and free orientations on how to use them. The Anthem Center even has an indoor walking track for those days when the weather outside just doesn't cooperate. And pools. Did you know we have indoor and outdoor pools at both Anthem and Liberty Center? Swimming is the perfect way to ease back into a workout routine. Burn calories, get that heart rate up, and increase range of motion, all the while minimizing stress on your joints. So, as you can see, there is something for everyone here at Sun City. Take the step today to be more active and prolong your happy, healthy life. We look forward to seeing you in the fitness center soon.
I'd like to mention to our audience something that ties in with Valentine's Day. SCA TV features a lot of beautiful love stories at Sun City Anthem. If you look at your Spirit magazine this month, you will see SCA TV reporter Cindy Joseph, who interviews couples on loving life after 60. You could be one of those loving couples, so take a look at page 28 of The Spirit. There is so much terrific information about our community in our monthly magazine.
On the topic of Valentine's Day, would you like to share your plans for this romantic holiday?
Well, I don't make too many plans. I'll let my fiancé do that for me. Besides, you know, over $1 billion of chocolate is sold on that day. I hope he doesn't give me chocolate. It's fattening. But anyway, I like flowers. I love flowers. But Lanny, you seem to know everything. How did Valentine's Day get its name and get the beginning going?
Well, way back in the 4th century BC, the Romans held an annual lottery wherein young men would draw a young woman's name from a box. The couple would be assigned to each other the entire year for entertainment and pleasure.
Sounds like a reality show.
Yeah. The celebration, traditionally held on February 14th, also included banquets, dancing, foot races, run in the nude.
Wow. Well, you know, speaking of the nude, they had the first streaker at the new stadium in Perth, Australia. It probably didn't make the U.S. news, but I was like, really? Anyway, interesting trivia. I'm sure our viewers appreciated hearing those historical facts. Well, let me add in some rose trivia in honor of the day. The red rose was the favorite flower of Venus. Oh, the Roman goddess of love. I love love. Let's tell the audience where they can enjoy one of your upcoming performances. Tell them again.
February the 17th, which is a Saturday night, Sun City, Summerlin, the Starbright Theater at 7 p.m. And it is, of course, the greatest R&B songs ever written. And then, of course, here on February the 18th, Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m., Freedom Hall Theater.
No, every Wednesday and Saturday, I'm up in Summerlin at Trattoria Reggiano's Italian restaurant. Wonderful place, indoor, outdoor dining. And I'm also working on quite a few shows for our wonderful veterans coming up really soon. Check my website at dynamic-dew.com. Now you know where we are performing. Let's update our viewers as to what SCA and TV has in store for next week's show.
Sure thing. Next week, co-host Gail Beckman and Kevin Dauphiny will be bringing some real interesting pieces for the audience's enjoyment, such as Martin Luther King's birthday celebration, which took place in Freedom Hall on Saturday, January 20th. The event was arranged by the Sun City Anthem African American Heritage Club.
That's exciting. The keynote speaker, Dr. Robert L. Green, was a friend and colleague of Dr. King. Dr. Green worked for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as the National Education Director of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. At age 84, Dr. Green passionately shared his experience and memories of the struggle for equality.
Following that, we will travel with Bob Goldberg to Red Rock Canyon for his Inside Out Las Vegas segment on the tortoise habitat.
Renee's Revelations is up next with her review of The Greatest Showman.
Then there will be a few other surprises. Sounds like another really good show.
From both of us and the entire SCA TV family, we wish you a very happy Valentine's Day. A happy new year to all our friends who are celebrating on February the 16th, and we hope you enjoy this week's show. Be sure to tune in again next week for what promises to be another excellent Anthem Alive.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
L is for the way you look at me.
O is for the only one I see.
V is very, very extraordinary.
Is even more than anyone you adore.
And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a
game for two.
Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.